This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It looked like Jake Payne as he came through, causing
a
step
time
up
left.
And move.
You want to start that nice way? Time. We can go. I'll turn up on your bitch ass.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Texans opening the season Monday night in New Orleans against the Saints. They'll host the Patriots December 1st right there at NRG. November 3rd, they're going to be in London taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Former NFL cornerback, one of the fastest to ever play the position, Stanford Rout in the building. And I got to tell you, during the commercial break, I caught my man doing a planned, unplanned picture. Caught him in the act right there. It was awkward. He was looking like a dog looking across the street, kind of playing it off like no one was looking. Snuck his planned, unplanned, but you can't get nothing by me, Stan.
No, hey, you know I got to find the angles for the nice IG pic. Come on now.
I noticed that you were you noticed Russell Wilson yesterday.
Yeah, speaking of IG, Russell Wilson, if you're just tuning in, you missed this. This is Russell Wilson after he got his contract. He's laying in bed with Ciara. He put this out, and I think Stanford Rout might have a little take about it.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
See y'all in the morning. Baby, you're my greatest love.
What do you think, Stan?
First of all, the innuendos and just the underlying message in that video. Mm-hmm. First of all, it was on multiple levels. Number one, anytime you see somebody go and have a massive accomplishment like what Russell Wilson just got
yesterday. And it was, no doubt about it.
And you're celebrating by just laying in bed like it's just another day. Mm-hmm. That's to let everybody know, like, man, look, I've been paid. This, like, I don't even really realize it because my account, I'm not going to notice the difference. So that's number one. Number two, the innuendo of saying this while he's laid up with his wife, to me, that was a middle finger to future. And then number three, with her.
Her baby daddy, by the way, those of you that might not know, rapper future.
So to me, I think the biggest takeaway for that I was able to extrapolate from that was simply just that was like an F you to future. That's just what
think future gives a damn?
I think that anytime as a man, mm-hmm. I think we all can attest to this. All men
out
there.
You're making a good point.
If you go and you're married to somebody, y'all are dating, y'all have a kid together, whatever. You do not exactly want her to wind up with somebody more successful than you. I'm not saying that you're going to jump off a bridge if she does.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't want her to wind up with someone more successful than you are. I don't care who you are as a man. There is a part of you that would somewhat get to you. No matter who you are.
Really?
That makes sense.
Landry, you telling me that wouldn't bother you?
No.
Not even in the slightest bit?
Not at all.
Oh, come on.
Not at all.
Lopez.
I agree. I think, like, because everybody has an ego.
Yes, everybody has one.
Everybody
has one. Come on now. Landry, here we go.
Stanford's not giving buckets then. Landry, they ain't never going to forget.
Landry, what if all of a sudden y'all aren't together anymore and now she's with a former Longhorn?
It's cool.
Are you still going to root for the Longhorns the same way that you always have?
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. What if he's a football coach for UT right now?
Hook me up with some tickets. Hook me up with some tickets, coach.
What if he don't hook you up with no tickets?
What if it's Matt Hammond? Horns. Hook him horns. It's Matt Hammond.
If you have a bunch of bad dates on Bumble, you'll probably start turning to Instagram.
He's not bringing the pain like me. I can promise that.
See, and that's that competitive
nature.
That's
the thing. That's the ego.
That's the ego. That's what I'm talking about.
Let me ask you this, though, Stanford, because a lot of people don't know this. They're about to find out. Russell Wilson wasn't the only one who put out a video like that.
Houston, we got a show. Go Loopholes.
Yeah, I just saw that while you were talking.
Figgy, go Loopholes.
Because you know, Lockett and DJ Fluker, they did something
that.
Like that yesterday.
I saw that.
And I mean, like I said, it's all in good fun, but just the audacity to announce your contract extension laying in bed with your wife at 3 o'clock in the morning, and just all of the innuendos and just the underlying message within that, I thought that was genius, but I thought that was also pretty asinine. But because I'm an asinine person, like, I love it.
They're a lame couple, though, man.
I honestly think everything Russell Wilson do is a shot towards his future.
Yes.
Oh, really?
I think everything he do, all this good guy, I think he doing that towards
his
future.
That's a really good take, too.
Wow.
That is.
Oh, yeah, telling her that what was it? He'll take her weave out or he'll adjust her wig when it's crooked.
And he bought her masters and all this other stuff. Yeah. I think everything he do is towards his future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a guy's ego,
too. I definitely believe that. Mm-hmm. I agree with Fig because, like I said, at the end of the day, I don't care who you are as a man, there's a part of you that does not want her to bounce back with somebody more successful than you. Mm-hmm. And especially somebody in the entertainment industry, an athlete, some rich .com billionaire or something like that. Men keep score with things like that. That's
She's
just
super happy,
reality.
Too.
Yes, exactly. Men keep score
right.
with that.
She's not regretting anything. She's not missing you.
She's not looking back. Exactly, because as a man, there's a part of you that still wants to be missed. Right. You don't want to be with her no more. It's nothing like that, but there's a part of you that you still want her when she goes to bed at night.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I kind of miss Stan.
Oh, that's Stanford rap, man.
Exactly.
Oh, Lee,
but then
was,
when she's...
Those some good times.
When you're in the when you're in the rear view mirror and she ain't doing nothing but looking forward because she's with some 5-time Super Bowl champion or something like that.
Sure.
Yes, like it bothers you because she bounced back. And I'm telling you, fellas, I'm pretty sure that women feel the same way. You go and date somebody hotter, date somebody more attractive, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Younger.
That's all it is. Oh, yeah, younger, too.
They're looking at your Facebook. Mm-hmm. They're checking the Instas.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. I wanted to ask you about this. Stanford route in the building, one of the fastest cornerbacks to ever do it, NFL veteran. I want to ask you about this because I made a statement earlier today that the Jacksonville Jaguars selecting Leonard Fournette, fourth overall in the 2017 draft, will go down as one of the dumbest decisions that's been made in the last 15 years just because of how the NFL could have been reshaped had they taken Mahomes or Watson, and they wouldn't have had to pay Nick Foles all this money. They'd have an elite quarterback in Mahomes' case and trying to become elite in Deshaun Watson on his rookie deal. They wouldn't have had to break up their core, and they would have maybe even won a Super Bowl year one if they would have had one of those guys instead of Blake Bortles. I think that's probably the dumbest move ever, and I just want to add some icing on that cake. Listen to the running backs that went after Leonard Fournette when he went fourth overall in that draft. Second round, Dalvin Cook and Joe Mixon. Third round, Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, and James Conner. And in the fourth round, Cohen from the Bears. And oh, by the way, in the second round also, they could have used a receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster. Where is that move going to rank in some of the foolish moves that we've seen recently? I think it's amazing the butterfly effect it had, not just on Jacksonville, but it could have had on the entire league.
I don't think that move was as bonehead as you like to call it, Landry, and I'm going to tell you why. Because let's say that they didn't draft Leonard Fournette, and let's say they would have got Fournette. I'm sorry, not Fournette. Let's say they would have got Mahomes, or they would have got Deshaun Watson. Okay, are we going to see a Pat Mahomes in a Jacksonville uniform? Are we going to see that? Are we going to see that production and that type of flair?
That's a good question.
When he's throwing to who?
Right.
Exactly my point. So
Allen Robinson.
Exactly.
I guess it been.
We see a Pat Mahomes because he's got Tariq Hill. He's got Sammy Watkins. Whenever he's healthy,
and
he's got
Andy
a
Reed.
Travis Kelce. He had a Lamar Hunt. So I'm
Kareem
sorry,
Hunt.
Kareem Hunt. I'm so sorry, but we got to look at it from
it's
that standpoint,
point.
And then we look
it's
at Deshaun
point.
Watson.
But here's the thing, Stanford. And I agree with you on that point, but I think you can look at it from two different directions. I'm looking at it from the Texans' direction. Even if they take Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson is gone because then he would be somewhere else, I'm sure.
Yeah, the Chiefs probably would have taken him.
Probably
would have
taken Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So from what I'm saying, you're right. Maybe Patrick Mahomes isn't Patrick Mahomes in Jacksonville, but Bill O'Brien's probably fired today because they wouldn't have Deshaun Watson.
they wouldn't have, you know, they would have some retread veteran quarterback.
But Bill would probably have even more of a reason not to be fired.
Well, okay, whether you're fired or not, able to get his they're certainly not the team they are.
Yes, I agree
with
that.
You know what I mean?
And so that, and that's why I say, yes, you're right. Bill O'Brien probably would be fired to this juncture. Mm-hmm. But I think that also going back to what Landry's point was, even if they would have had a Pat Mahomes or Deshaun Watson, it's still no definitive decision that the Jacksonville Jaguars would have still beat the New England Patriots in the AFC title game. And I say that because Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes, we all can see that they're great quarterbacks, especially for a lot of years to come in this league. But let's go ahead and look at the weapons that they have around them. And then let's go ahead and also look at the running backs. Mm-hmm. We see, you say, we say Alvin Kamara. Who was another one that you said? It was
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt. And then
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon. Well, Joe Mixon, I think
James Conner is
a pretty good running back. James Conner went to the Pro Bowl. I think for Jacksonville and just the mentality of that team and the way that they run their offensive scheme, they need a bruiser, somebody who is like a battering ram, like in Leonard Fournette, rather than an Alvin Kamara. Because we see Alvin Kamara at Tennessee, was he exactly lighting up the country?
He was it was a tandem backfield. He was explosive.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But if we go and we give Alvin Kamara the rock 30 times a game, we don't throw it to him at the backfield. We just give him the rock 30 times a game in good old-fashioned I-formation running back style.
Now,
is Alvin Kamara, is he a stud back in this league?
But here's the thing about
the other angle is Fournette's missed 11 games in 2 years.
Yes.
And he missed six his junior year.
Now the injury part of it, yes, that is something that they definitely are disappointed in with him not being available.
Because, not just the injury part, though, because you remember this, you know, just going into that draft, and the guy's a stud, don't get me wrong, even though he had the injuries at LSU, he was an absolute stud. But the criticisms were not unique. I mean, there were several people saying, you know what? He's just a get in the open field and run guy. He's not. He doesn't have the lateral speed. He doesn't have the football moves. Mm-hmm. So they were saying that before the draft, and he went number four overall. So if they draft any of those quarterbacks, not only are they a different and today a better team, maybe they couldn't have beaten New England, but today they're a better team. The Texans are a much, much worse team.
Yeah, the Texans are definitely a much worse team if they don't have Deshaun Watson. I mean, that's like a far-gone conclusion. I think as far as the Jacksonville Jaguars, yes, with a quarterback, obviously you have a chance, but we also got to remember that quarterback still needs people to throw to. And I think that for a Deshaun Watson and a Pat Mahomes going into the situations that they were drafted into, Pat Mahomes, Kansas City, Deshaun Watson, Houston, because they had players around them, Will Fuller, DeAndre Hopkins, for Pat Mahomes, I've already listed his plethora of talent that he has in Travis Kelce, Sammy Watkins, Tariq Hill. I can go all the way down the list. If they go to Jacksonville, who are they throwing to? Mm-hmm. They don't have the dynamic playmaker, so we're not going to see the true ability come oozing out of them like we've seen in Houston and in Kansas City.
Real quick, before we go to break, we're going to talk some hoops next, too. We're going to talk to Tim McMahon of ESPN.com, also talk about the Rockets and the other stuff going on in the West, because I know Stan likes hoops as well. Before we go to break, though, we saw, I don't want to say Deshaun Watson took a step back last year because, you know, it was a full, complete season. He stayed healthy, and he showed a lot of heart despite the fact he took a big beating. But statistically, he wasn't lighting it up like he was his first six games. Mm-hmm. Can we see that from Pat Mahomes in his second year? You think he could come a little bit down to earth? Or do you think this is just, I'm just going to have to get used to the push, almost hitting 60 touchdown passes a year?
I think he's going to come back to earth from a statistical standpoint simply because he had 50 passing touchdowns this year, correct?
Yes.
Well, that's going to be very hard to top. I mean, he threw 13 in his first three games this past season. So I think from a statistical standpoint, he's going to take a step back. I don't think he's going to regress from talent, ability, anything like that. But I think from a production standpoint, he played so good this past season. He doesn't have too much further to go up. I mean, what's he going to do, throw for 80 touchdowns?
Right.
I mean, this ain't college. So I think that
he made it look like it last year.
Exactly. God. But guess what? What is the one thing that this league will do to you?
This
league is going to catch up to you. And you think that there's not defensive coordinators right now looking at that New England game, seeing, okay, you know what? If we go and we press these guys to the line of scrimmage and we get after him as far as pass rush, it seems like he tends to struggle against tight coverage from the DBs. So I think that they're going to go and look at all of the games where he did not have a stellar day. Not to say that he didn't have a good day, but he didn't have a stellar day like he did throwing 5 touchdowns against the Chargers in week 1, or I think it was 6 against the Steelers in week 2 or something like that. They're going to look at the games against the Baltimore Ravens where they slowed him down. They're going to look at the game against the New England Patriots, especially in the first half where they slowed him down. And that's what defensive coordinators are going to use to make their blueprint whenever they play Pat Mahomes this season. So, yes, from a production standpoint, he is going to take a step back, in my opinion, but it's not going to be because he's been slacking off and during the offseason. Right. He's not working on his craft, or he's losing some of his arm talent.
It happens.
Texans fans are going to get a live look at Pat Mahomes. You'll know when as we get the news, as we count down to our Texans schedule release at 7 o'clock with Sean Rich, Wade Smith. They'll give you all the matchups. Coming up next, we'll get into the matchups we already know. We're also going to talk a little bit of hoops with ESPN.com's Tim McMahon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.